Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President-elect Joe Biden's leading medical advisors are once again urging the Trump administration to recognize Biden's victory so that the transition can get underway. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Biden's team does not have access to real-time data on the coronavirus pandemic and other critical resources.
Biden's advisors say the current coronavirus surge is alarming, the worst it's ever been, and they don't know when it may peak. The Biden transition is preparing plans to distribute vaccines and therapeutics and to ramp up testing after inauguration. But Biden COVID advisor Dr. Vivek Murthy said it would be much better to do that in collaboration with people already working on this in the federal government.
There is valuable information inside the administration that is held by career officials, by political appointees and others who have been working hard on the COVID response for the last year. We need to talk to those individuals. We need to work together with them.
And if they can, he said, the transition would be much smoother. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
President Trump has fired the nation's top election security official, citing his declaration that the 2020 vote was the most secure ever. Trump called the announcement highly inaccurate. In Georgia, the Secretary of State's office says a judge should decide whether some counties accepted invalid signatures on absentee ballots. As WABE's Emil Moffitt reports, the official says South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's suggestion that some ballots be thrown out.
According to Gabriel Sterling, who works for the Secretary of State's office and was on the phone call, Graham asked if absentee ballots from counties with a high percentage of signature rejections could be thrown out altogether.
There were process questions. We did suggest that there was nothing within our law to let anything go like happen, but they can go do their due process and go to a court to ask for those kind of things.
Republicans have claimed widespread fraud with absentee ballots in Georgia, but have not provided evidence. Joe Biden currently leads President Trump by just over 14,000 votes in Georgia. An audit of the race is set to wrap up on Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is among state leaders announcing new coronavirus restrictions. Beginning Friday evening, Maryland bars and restaurants must close by 10 p.m., while retailers, churches, and other public facilities will be limited to 50% capacity. Hogan says that hospitalizations for COVID-19 patients hit a record high on Monday.
We're in the middle of this battle with people dying and hospitals overflowing in every state in the country. And we have to make sure that there's a smooth handoff. I'm hopeful that we will, and I think it's getting better. But we have a brand new team that has not been involved.
Nationwide, there are more than 11.3 million coronavirus cases with more than 248,000 deaths. This is NPR. The CEOs of Twitter and Facebook defended their safeguards against disinformation in the presidential election during a congressional hearing on Tuesday. The executives told lawmakers that the companies will take similar action in January when two runoffs are held in Georgia. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg told members of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate that they have strong programs to prevent misuse of their platforms to discourage people from voting. The Justice Department says it'll drop all drug trafficking charges against a former Mexico defense secretary. As NPR's Kerry Khan reports, the former Army general was arrested in Los Angeles last month, but will now be returned to Mexico.
The unusual move to drop the charges against General Salvador Cienfuegos Cepeda, who was arrested in Los Angeles last month, was announced in a joint statement by the U.S. Justice Department and Mexico's Attorney General's office. The U.S. said in recognition of strong law enforcement cooperation, it will seek to drop the charges and send Cienfuegos back to Mexico. Mexico's foreign minister did not say whether Cienfuegos would face charges here, but did say an investigation had been opened based on evidence shared by U.S. prosecutors. Mexico's attorney general did not respond to calls for comment. Cienfuegos' arrest caused much tension between the U.S. and Mexico. Officials in Mexico, including the president, criticized the move as a violation of national sovereignty. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are lower. Asian markets are mixed. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for